So throughout this year, we're talking about connecting to God and one another. And last week, as we began this, I invited you to think about what it's like when things connect, like when Legos fit together well, or when the pieces of a puzzle. What's it like when you're doing a puzzle and you finally find that one that you thought maybe fell to the floor, but really it was stuck under something else, or it just wasn't in the right place? And when you put that last piece in, it all connects. So this year we're talking about connecting to God and one another. And in this first part, we're talking about connecting to creation. And you know, our worship committee people do such a wonderful job with our altars, don't they? Just such a really wonderful job. Yeah. Last week we talked about great and majestic and large things in God's creation. And we had stars and a mountain up here, and the stars even twinkled. It was really quite a beautiful thing. And today we're talking about small things. Now, these birds are a little bit big, although there are big birds, right? But you have to be able to see it from way back there in the back. And those fish are a little bit big, but you can see them back there, and some are. And really, in terms of big things in creation, these are small. We're talking today about small things and the importance of those and how they help to connect us to one another and to bigger things. So we're going to hear a psalm, a portion of a psalm, that talks about things great and small. And as we hear the scriptures today, I invite you to listen for the small things in God's creation that the scriptures talk about. First in the psalm, and then in the Genesis passage, and then in the middle of the sermon, some words from Jesus about those small kinds of things in creation that God truly deeply loves, including us.
Our first reading is from Psalm 104, verses 1 through 4 and 24 through 25. In the Pew Bible, that's on pages 554 and continuing on page 555. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, wrapped in light as with a garment. You stretch out the heavens like a tent. You set the beams of your chambers on the water. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind. You make the winds your messengers, fire and flame your ministers. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things, innumerable are there, living things, both small and great. The word of God for the people of God.
And God said, let the water teem with living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the vault of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, be fruitful, increase in number, and fill the water in the seas, and let the birds increase on the earth. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fifth day. And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, the livestock, the creatures that move along the ground, and the wild animals, each according to its kind, and it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God said, and saw that it was good. The word of God for the people of God.
Please pray with me. Oh God, you have poured out so many good things upon us. Open our hearts today to hear your good word to us. In Jesus' name, amen. It seemed like such a small thing. It seemed like such a small thing. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that from people. Like if I say, thank you so much for that little gift. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that beautiful anthem. Thank you so much for a prayer or a word or a song. And people will say, well, that seemed like such a small thing. It seemed, and I've heard myself say that. Have you said that sometimes? Oh, it's really just a small thing. It seemed like such a small thing. But it turned out that when I was thanking people for those things, it was because through those small things, I knew something about the peace of God, about God's love, maybe about God's laughter, maybe about God's sense of humor and God's joy sometimes. Oh, that seemed like such a small thing. It turned out that the small thing is what stuck, what made an impression. That happens with grand and big things too, we know that. But we tend to think that that's the only or the main things that stick are these big and grand things. There's lots of opportunities, though, for small things. Because they often happen in the everyday, in ordinary experiences of ordinary life. Small things that stick. Blessings of God's good creation. I was reminded of a long time ago when I was at a workshop. And I really don't remember anything about what the workshop was like, except that we were asked to, on a sheet of paper, write down our most memorable small things. Our most memorable small things. And I remember filling a whole paper with memorable small things. Nothing grand, but small things that touched me and connected me to other people and made me laugh. And helped me know about God's love in Jesus, memorable small things. Now, one of the ways that we learn about small things is good. G-O-O-D. Getting out of doors. That comes from Leonard Sweet's stories about his mother, Mabel Boggs Sweet. He did a memoir about his mother. Leonard Sweet is a theologian teacher. He did this memoir about his mother, who was a preacher in the Adirondacks. She had grown up in the Appalachia, though, and she raised her three boys, in a town in the Adirondacks. And her philosophy for her boys was, good, get out of doors. And so they did. They got out of doors. I know something about getting out of doors into God's creation. You do, too. And finding the connection, the memorable, with small things. Last year, hiking in late August in Catalina State Park, coming down off the big hill at the Canyon Loop Trail, I always look right because you see the light coming over the mountains, shining down on the water, shining through the trees, and it is so connecting to God and creation, that view. It is a grand display of light and green and sometimes water, not right now, but light and water. And this day, in late August, just across the stream, looking left instead of right, Art says, look at that. There's a whole bunch of butterflies. And there was. Here's what they looked like. So small. So together, so memorable, so connecting to God and creation. I will never forget that moment. They let us video them. That moment of seeing God's miraculous creatures on a good day, connecting with small things on a good day. Just this past week, I got to walk and hike at one of my favorite hiking spots. I had a meeting up in Phoenix, and I got to hike at Water Ranch, which is a riparian area in Gilbert. Just right in the middle of the city, this riparian area. It's near where we used to live. As I said, I had a meeting in that area. So early in the morning on Tuesday, as the sun was coming up over the water, I was blessed to see these small things. There were bunnies everywhere, but this one sat long enough for me to get his picture. He's kind of camouflaged in the leaves and the bushes, isn't he? I watched him for a few moments. Such a small thing. Such a small thing. One of many small things. Rabbits in the park. Many rabbits in the park. Yet I got to appreciate this one that day. And because there's water and there's many ponds at the riparian area, early this morning as the sun came up, I got to see geese on the water and ducks dipping and swimming and grooming each other on the ponds as the light came over the horizon. All because of good getting out of doors. Now, there are small and annoying and even dangerous things out there, too. We know that, don't we? Like ticks and scorpions and mosquitoes. Some people, it turns out, like those things, but I don't. Especially ticks. I really don't like ticks. I don't know why God created ticks. Maybe someday I'll find out. On my long list of things to ask God about, why did you create ticks? So this makes us think, yes, but this is all fine and good. We love a lot of the small things in creation, but what about each of us? What about when we feel small and unimportant? When it seems like there's nothing memorable about our lives, that we're such small things, that nothing about our lives makes a difference. We have moments when we think, you know, I'm probably just more like a tick or a mosquito. Just not really good for much at all. We have those moments sometimes, feeling small and unimportant. Jesus is the one who really makes the connection for us, though, of how memorable all small things are and what a difference they make and why. Now, Jesus, as we know, is often in a getting out of doors, a good place, because that's what he did. And in the passage, this little passage I'm about to share with you, he's on a mountain on the shore of the Sea of Galilee teaching the people, and he somehow senses how worried they are, how anxious and afraid, and he says to them these words. Listen for how Jesus compares our lives to small things in creation. And Jesus says, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? And then he says, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to the span of your life? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. And if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more, so much more, clothe you? What Jesus is telling us is that God cares for all small things in creation. If we feel small and unimportant, how truly important we are to God. Jesus connects the birds and the lilies, small common things, very common in his day, with our lives and how important we are to God. If you feel like you are a small and unimportant part of creation, look at the billions of sparrows and lilies that God cares about and see that you have a part in all of that as well. One thing Jesus is saying is that there's no point in fretting about how small or how insignificant you may feel. You are part of the small things of God's creation, and those small parts are essential. We love grand and majestic things. I do. Don't you love grand and majestic things? We love mountaintop experiences in our lives. And we love to be in those places that are grand and majestic, mountains and waterfalls and oceans. And they really do feed our souls and fuel our spirits. The truth is that every grand part of God's creation is made up of all these small things. And the grand doesn't exist without the small things. Think about it. I invite you to think for a minute about church and small things in relation to God's creation. Last week, We talked about church as part of God's majestic and grand creation because it's lasting. The church has lasted for 2,000 plus years. Lasting and big and imperfect because only God is perfect. Part of the church, part of God's grand creation. But the church is made up of small things. Each of us, every song, every offering of service, every reading of scripture, every act of service in mission, the acts of service we do, the prayers we offer, our little bit of honor to God. And God takes it all, like sparrows and lilies, and joins it all together in the creation that is God's and makes it into something that is memorable and makes a difference and is holy. Think about the world without small things. Our son David, who's 36 now, and I've talked about him before, David was born weighing 3 pounds, 1 ounce. And before he started gaining weight, he went down to 2 pounds, 11 ounces. So he was really a tiny thing. And even in those early weeks in the neonatal intensive care unit, he was really feisty. They kept saying that every time I'd go to see him. This kid is really feisty. This kid is going to. And he grew. And he grew into this fine man, and he is as small or large as each of us. But he started out very small, and he got to be this amazing part of God's creation. All children start out small, maybe not quite that small. Everybody starts out even smaller than we are. Some small things, it turns out, do their job and move on or die, leaving something behind that leads to other things. That's what happened all through Scripture, in fact. People did their part, or sometimes tried to, and they made a mark, and then they moved on. Their life maybe was finished, or their work was finished. But things were changed and connected and made different for each one having been there. Each one having been there. Here's some terribly important and good things, going out of doors things. Listen to this little piece. Susan Pinker is a psychologist and an author and a columnist for the Wall Street Journal. She's also done a whole bunch of other things. She and her colleagues have done research on the primary factors that cause people to live to 100 and live well. So they've done this research on what causes you to live to 100. 10 main factors. You'd be surprised to know that eating well and exercising is pretty far down on the list. Like, wait, you know, not number one. You know what's number one? Having a little clutch of people around you to support and love and play with and care for you. Social interaction. It only has to be a small group. And it's one of the main factors in leading a long life. Isn't that fascinating? Let's circle back. Today we've talked about the influence of small things in God's creation. How these small things connect to one another and to others and lead to, you fill in the blank. Suppose we were in a retreat today, or a workshop, or worship, and we were asked, what small things in your life have been the most memorable ones? Your most memorable small things. I suspect that if I gave you even 2 minutes, you will fill up a page. How did each one of those things become part of something larger? Part of God's amazing creation? How does each one of you fit into God's amazing creation, offering your gifts so that God's creation is more whole, more loving, more peace-filled? How are you? A small part of God's creation connecting to make God's love, God's grace, more known in our world. How are you? Good. Getting out of doors. Good. Thanks, Peter.